It's electric. Oh, gas. No freight. Tony.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What bad ankle. He is limping back to the huddle. Don't underestimate how tough Patrick Mahomes is. The Lombardi Trophy has a red and gold reflection.
We're going to celebrate this right here, baby.
What does the moment mean to you, Andy?
It means a lot. I could kiss you right now, but I'm not going to do that.
Earlier on the show, Fox Sports NFL rules analyst Mike Pereira, two-time Super Bowl champion and Greenlight podcast host Chris Long. Coming up, your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of this Super Bowl 57 post-game edition of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We're here on the Roku channel every day from 12 to 3 Eastern Time, and then when we're done on channel 210, which is our channel on the Roku universe, we re-air over and over and over again until we come on the air the next day. And we love our relationship with Roku, and the Roku channel is free, by the way, on all Roku devices, select Samsung smart TVs, Amazon Fire TVs, the Roku app, and the RokuChannel.com. We say hello to our terrestrial radio affiliate network, Coast to Coast. We also say hello to Sirius Channel 218, XM 202, 992 on the app. We say hello to our Odyssey streaming audience, our podcast listeners who we adore. Every single spot where you can acquire a podcast, check us out all 3 hours whenever you want, thanks to the Cumulus Podcast Network. Our YouTube page, 520,000 subscribers strong, nearing that number. We love it. And then, of course, there's the Roku channel, Rich Eisen Show Collection page, a video on demand service through our relationship with Roku. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. We'll take your phone calls. This whole hour is just us chopping it up, what we saw over the weekend in our week in Arizona that we just completed. We already had overreaction Monday. We spoke to Mike Pereira in hour number one about that holding call that's pissed off all of Philadelphia. We also chatted with Chris Long, former Super Bowl champion for Philadelphia and for New England. If you missed any of that, like I said, we re-air. There's our podcast. There's our YouTube page. There's the collection on our Roku channel page. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I am proud to say, certainly to the legion of folks who get rubbed the wrong way when they think anybody who talks nationally in the sports world about Patrick Mahomes and gushing about him, I'm pleased to say it's taken me 2 full hours to finally get to this subject now. But get to it we shall, because we talk all about legacies leading into the game. And when we get particularly bored, we wonder whose legacy will be improved the most. Get out of here with that. Anybody who wins a Super Bowl, that's whose legacy is improved the most. Who needs that Super Bowl win more when you already have one compared to somebody who doesn't have any? Get out of here. Can't have enough. As Gordon Gekko once said, greed, for the lack of a better word, is good. And sports is all about greed being good. And Patrick Mahomes, with this Super Bowl win, now enters very rarefied air. We talked about Mount Rushmores for coaches, and you could put anybody on there. We mentioned in our Overreaction Monday segment how Andy Reid now is in a rare club that has only 4 coaches in it. He's one of them. Landry, Belichick, and Shula are the others. 200 wins as a head coach now with multiple Super Bowls. I'm like, that could be a Mount Rushmore. You mentioned TJ. What about Chuck Knoll? And you, Mike Del Tufo, said, what about Bill Walsh? Certainly, since you refer to yourself as the Bill Walsh of audio.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I saw on our Twitter feed, what about Joe Gibbs? That's the whole idea about an argument about Mount Rushmore. What about Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks? If you want to choose, say, 4, there's only 4 players all time with multiple MVP awards and multiple Super Bowls. And they are Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, and now Patrick Mahomes. He has joined this group.
7. I mean...
For Brady. Yeah, 7 Super Bowls.
That's just so insane.
Peyton Manning has the same number of Super Bowls as Mahomes now has, 2, but Manning has 5 MVPs. Brady, 3 MVPs, 7 Super Bowls. Montana, just a mere 2 MVPs and 4 Super Bowl wins. And so Mahomes has got himself in this spot, by the way, at age 27. 27 years of age. And what he's doing is changing the entire direction of a franchise. Was Andy Reid a Hall of Fame head coach when he wound up in Kansas City? No, not yet. Was Andy Reid a Hall of Fame head coach in Kansas City with Alex Smith there? No, not yet. He's a Hall of Fame head coach now. Travis Kelce, was he a Hall of Famer on a career path, Hall of Fame path with Alex Smith? No. And this is no disrespect to Alex Smith, who I saw looked great, by the way, at the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is that guy. He's that unicorn. He's changing lives. He's changing the lives of all Kansas City sports fans. I saw Paul Rudd with his awesome son, Jack Rudd, at the game, who, by the way, I've known since he was a baby in a car seat. My God, I'm old. He sounded just like his dad. Schrager was interviewing him on Fox, and he said, I just want to thank Patrick Mahomes for existing. That is the perfect way it should be said by a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Thank you for existing, Patrick Mahomes, because without you, this franchise might still be roaming the desert. This franchise, in the five-year span that Mahomes has been starting since 2018, 75 wins. That is second place for the most wins in a five-year span, including playoffs, in NFL history, 2 wins behind the 2003-2007 Patriots. We all know the 2007 Patriots didn't lose a regular season game. 1 ahead of the 2014-2018 Patriots, which was the last great run for Tom Brady there, too. So Brady's surrounding him in this. He's right there in that warm center, like a nice rare steak. He is unbelievable. The 75 wins in the last 5 seasons, most in the NFL, second most, the Bills with 57. Last 5 seasons, including playoffs, the point differential the Chiefs have, they're plus 729. Next closest team are the Ravens at 510 on the plus side. He has 1,000% changed the course of not just his career, but the careers of everyone around him and the franchise that employs him. Period. End of story. And what he has done now last night. We will look back when he goes into the Hall of Fame. And I can say that after just 5 seasons. When he goes in the Hall of Fame, we will look back at Super Bowl 57 and say that's the moment when Mahomes started becoming the GOAT of his own generation. That's the moment when Mahomes became the face of the NFL. That's the moment when Mahomes took over the entire league, because it was his second Super Bowl win. He now enters the pantheon of a multiple Super Bowl game winner. He also ended a very long streak of league MVPs playing in the Super Bowl and losing. Last quarterback who won the league MVP and then won the Super Bowl that he was playing in was Kurt Warner back in 1999. And the 9 league MVPs who played in the Super Bowl and lost in a row, that streak was started by Tom Brady beating Kurt Warner in Brady's first. Unbelievably, Brady in his 3 MVP seasons, he never either made the Super Bowl or won the Super Bowl. Not even he could break up that streak. He started the streak. He also kept it going when he beat Matt Ryan coming from behind.
Beat Patrick Mahomes in the AFC Championship game.
Well, he prevented Mahomes from even getting the Super Bowl. I'm just talking about making the Super Bowl and preventing somebody else who won the league MVP from winning. Mahomes ended that streak last night, and he did it with his, by far, best Super Bowl performance to date. And maybe this is the way it's going to go for him forevermore in the big game. It's possible he can have an off game if he makes it back, which he will, we all know.
Yeah, we don't know.
But this is
we don't know,
he
man.
He will make
Rich,
it.
You
back.
Said the same thing about Aaron Rodgers.
He will.
Like, come on.
Make it.
And Brady went 10 years back. Without making it.
He's better than Aaron Rodgers, and I just said those words.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
He's
just
better
saying,
than
you
Aaron Rodgers.
You never know.
Reed's better than McCarthy. The team around him is better than the team that was around Rodgers. He's making it back. I feel very comfortable in making those statements.
You would bet your children's college fund on it?
You know what? I mean, that's an absurd way to put it. I mean, would you bet your life on it? Of course not. I mean, because it's still a variable. I'm just feeling very confident about it. You could say that about anything I say into this microphone, TJ. But I mean, in all honesty, this guy, last night, with that performance in that game against an opponent that was outstanding and against a kid younger than him who is a lion-hearted like him, showing up in that game playing like Jalen Hurts played, and he played the way that he played in the first Super Bowl, if we believe Brady's retired for good, in the first Super Bowl when Tom Brady's gone. Last year, as we know, he didn't play in the Super Bowl. Last year was technically the first Super Bowl with Tom Brady gone, but I don't think we really believed it or felt like we feel right now about Brady is retired for good. The numbers are now fixed that he's chasing. And with Brady officially gone, it's now his world. He's the quarterback. That's it. Interestingly enough, 3 weeks ago, he gets hurt against the Jacksonville Jaguars. They make it to the AFC Championship game. The Bengals are all chesty, calling it Burrowwood, Burrowhead. And it's interesting. Everybody thought, like, it's Burrow's time to take it over. And who stepped up with a gimpy ankle and still took his team to the Super Bowl and just won it on that gimpy ankle? By the way, with a 26-yard run to put his team in the red zone for the eventual game-winning field goal.
Is that the play of the game?
Patrick Mahomes. That was unbelievable. I couldn't believe he kept running.
That
and at
incredible.
One point, he was running away.
It was like, how are they not catching him?
From the Eagles.
Oh, his ankle wasn't really hurt.
He doing that. These are the moments, despite the New England bitterness. Okay. You've had your moments against Mahomes. Don't worry. You delayed his ascendancy enough.
I love Mahomes.
I know that. But, well, his run, his performance, as I mentioned, put it all together. And what he has done with just a couple weeks ago, a lot of people thinking this is the end of his time being alone, astride, atop the AFC. Even I bought into the whole business of not being an AFC West champion. This is kind of his moving on from Cincinnati moment. When Brady was all thought, he was done. He's moving on to Cincinnati. This is moving on from Cincinnati moment. And that we will look back and look at this Super Bowl this Sunday as the watershed moment, I believe. I've just made a lot of statements that have a lot of variables to it. And in this league where anything can happen, crazier things have happened. But I believe that's what we saw last night.
The best thing, too, is we're not going to know for another decade or so.
We'll see it all play out.
That's kind of how great this game is.
And by the way, in the same way that Brady didn't make every Super Bowl, Burrow's going to get him. I think Josh Allen will get him. I think it's entirely possible Justin Herbert could get him once or twice. And that's why he won't have 10 Super Bowl wins, one would think. Because this is a very steep AFC.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Russell Wilson has got, one would think, will be improved with Sean
Payton.
If Aaron Rodgers shows up in his division.
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor.
Oh, yeah. Lamar, I assume, one day get out of the training room and finish the season. I mean, so I'm just looking at last night, calling an overreaction, or you're gushing about Mahomes again. But as
I
said.
How could you not, though?
How could you not? He is worth gushing over. I'm just going to say, Super Bowl 57, well, that's the first time he played in a huge game. Brady was gone. He became a multiple Super Bowl winner. He actually became a guy for the first time in, what would you say, a quarter century almost, to win a league MVP and the resulting Super Bowl that he played in, almost a quarter century, ended that streak, putting everyone around him in the Hall of Fame and putting his franchise on a dynastic pedestal this past Sunday. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll talk about Jalen Hurts. I got my 2 cents on him, man. I love him. Those are my 2 cents.
That's it.
Boiled down.
We want
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll take your calls on this Super Bowl 57 Aftermath Edition. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Before we take any more phone calls, when we will, I want to say something to the Philadelphia Eagles fans. I met a whole bunch of them yesterday. They are intense. I mean, last night.
Understatement.
Last night, Dak Prescott. Honored in the stadium as the Walter Payton Man of the Year. In order to win this, not only do you have to be a good guy, you've got to be a great
human being.
Guy. Like every fiber of your being is great. Your heart is great. Your soul is great. Your essence is great. You have to be great and to other people.
Yeah.
And you're honored in front of the whole stadium.
Biggest award they think we have in the
NFL. He got booed.
I would expect nothing less out of Eagles.
He got booed. They also honor the incoming class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
They introduce everybody who's there, alive to be there. Last one, DeMarcus Ware. They booed him.
Well, like I said, no.
Now, they didn't do DeMarcus any favors. They should have put him on the screen as a Bronco. Will you please?
Right.
They put him on the screen in his full cowboy regalia. Yeah. It's like waving a red flag in front of these bulls all over the place.
Boo. Eagles fans are like school on Sunday. Just, no class.
But they're...
Gotta respect it, though.
Gotta respect it.
Gotta respect it.
I'm not mad at him.
It's a lot of spite in that NFC East, man. A lot of spite in the NFC East. And they're so passionate. I'm telling you, there were tears all over the place.
Yeah.
But one thing... my gosh, in this league, in this sport, you gotta get the quarterback right. You have to.
It's mandatory.
This team knows it too. You know, you thought you had the quarterback right in Carson Wentz, and then you didn't. Then you didn't. And then suddenly, now you got you've paid the guy too. They don't forget, the Eagles gave him a second contract. And they were wise to do it, one would think, in the manner in which they did it. They did it early, so they didn't have to overpay in the way that you're seeing other teams overpaying now. But they paid him a lot, and they made their bet on him, and they thought they had the right guy, and then they didn't. And so many teams cannot get out of that vortex. That is an undertow that normally drags you under right to the bottom of the sea. And then they draft Jalen Hurts. God blessed the Philadelphia Eagles with Jalen Hurts. Did they ever? I'm sorry, Cowboy TJ. Did they ever? Ugh. And last night, you know, anybody who thought that this carriage could turn back into a pumpkin, that on the spotlight of the Super Bowl, this kid will just, you know, somehow flinch. He becomes the first guy with two rushing touchdowns and a throwing touchdown in the history of the Super Bowl, and he did it before halftime. Come on!
Crazy.
And then he makes that terrible mistake where the ball goes down on the ground. Check out the stats on his drive after that. His deep ball to A.J. Brown.
Oh, baby.
He threw him open.
Yeah,
And A.J. Brown was open. As we know, he's always open from his Twitter feed. But he look at this catch that you're seeing here. You could see, for those on the radio audience getting goosebumps, just talk about it. He's leaning. He's reaching out for it. It's because Hurts put it in that spot that he reached out for it because nobody on Kansas City would get it. Brown got it. The throws that he made in the third quarter drive to answer Kansas City's second half opening touchdown. He rolled out to his left against the grain out of trouble. I had a perfect view of it because I was in the end zone behind him and he was moving away from me. I saw he had Goddard open, but just for a little bit, put it right on him. Right on him on a third and eight. They almost went three and out. Could you imagine if they went three and out? Then it was third and 13. I thought this is definitely going to wind up being an empty possession for them. Nah. Hurts put it in a perfect spot on Goddard. He put it. Watkins had one in his hands. Deep ball. Dropped it. Hurts had it on him.
Yeah.
Freaking good. Jalen Hurts and this offense is going to be so much tougher to stop because he can also run it. I'm so glad I led with the whole business of him throwing because all this nonsense about black quarterbacks you should be a running back, you should be a receiver. Get out of here. He's such a good thrower and such a good passer and so smart about where to put it. Doesn't make stupid throws or mistakes like his predecessor.
Nate Sudfeld?
Good one. Oh. Hurts, most rushing yards by a quarterback at a Super Bowl. 70. He took down Steve McNair's record. Good guy to have a record to take down when you're talking about quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Former MVP of the league. Co-MVP with Peyton Manning. Hurts is 15 carries, most quarterback in a Super Bowl all time. He had 300 total yards and 4 total touchdowns. Come on. Third quarterback all time to have 350 total yards and 4 total touchdowns. The other two are Young and Montana. Jalen Hurts is on a list in the Super Bowl with Young and Montana. And in terms of the only quarterbacks in the Super Bowl in the last 25 seasons to have 100 or better passer rating and 4 more total touchdowns in the Super Bowl, Tom Brady's the other one. And Brady needed Malcolm Butler in that stadium to help him win it in that Super Bowl. First player all time to have 300 pass yards, 60 or more rush yards, and 100 better passer rating in a Super Bowl. The only other guy in the history of the Super Bowl with more rushing touchdowns than him is nobody. He tied the all-time record for most rushing touchdowns in a single Super Bowl. Terrell Davis and Jalen Hurts are on the list. He's on a list. He made a list last night in Super Bowl history with Terrell Davis and Young in Montana.
That's some good company.
Man. And also Brown. And how good is DeVonta Smith? When he got drafted, it's just like, okay, he won a Heisman Trophy for Alabama. We got it. But he's so little.
He's so little.
He was, right?
He is.
That was a conversation.
He's thin.
Who's taller than him?
He's still so little.
Boy, can he get behind a defense and make catches. And A.J. Brown to boot. Man, I really hope Kelce sticks around. And Sirianni, I think he flipped the bird at the Chiefs right before halftime. It was 21-14.
He did?
Yeah, Hurts had to tell him, like, put your hand down, man. He's feeling it. I love his passion, though, clearly.
That's what got them there.
I mean, him during the national anthem was just beautiful. This is my way of saying, you're good. You got it. And you got a GM who knows how to make it work, and he's going to keep you. He's a guy who's like, okay, let's get Hassan Reddick. Let's get A.J. Brown. Let's get Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Oh, okay, James Bradbury. I know he was involved in that holding penalty. He was terrific all year. Let's get him. Let's get Slay when we can get him from Detroit.
Slay.
Let's go draft every Georgia Bulldog we can.
Yeah, right.
Right? Come on. Okay. You're good.
I think what bothers me the most, Rich, is I thought I'd come in today all happy that the Eagles lost and wanted to talk trash. And for whatever reason, I don't feel that. Like, I almost feel like you just ran out of time, and that's the reason you lost the game. I want to, like, be happy that the Eagles lost, and I don't feel it. Right. Because they played so well.
And you know why? Because Jalen Hurts is so damn likable.
Yeah, that's exactly
it. Our buddy Gio, the podcaster, was there. The NFL, good for you.
Did you make that happen for him?
The NFL got him a press credential. He asked Jalen his final question of his of media availability. Great question is, what are you going to take out of this? This was his response.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
I've never met you in person.
Yeah. What is one lesson that you learned from this game that you'll take on to the next?
Man, I think you want to cherish these moments. You want to cherish these moments with the people that you've come so far with. You know, your family, your loved ones, your teammates, your peers, everyone that you do it with and do it for. You know, and I'm so proud of this team. You know, I will say I'm so proud of this team for everything that we've been able to overcome. Obviously, we had a big time goal in the end that we wanted to accomplish, and we came up short. You know, I think the beautiful part about it is everyone experiences different pains, everyone experiences different agonies of life, but you decide if you want to learn from it. You decide if you want to use that to be a teachable moment, and I know what I'll do.
Come on. In the middle of all that, too, he sees Gio, he smiles at him, says, great to meet you in person. Great. Honestly, what a keeper, what a winner. So, headline, Philadelphia, you're good.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You're good. Kathy in Philadelphia, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. You doing all right, Kathy? You good?
Well, as you know, as a Bills fan, it's been hockey season for me for the last couple of weeks, so I'm fine.
Yes, you are.
While I would like to see my friends happy,
yes,
I consider TJ a friend, so he's happy in some ways. So that's good enough for me.
Okay. Kathy, I wish I was more happy. Like I just got done saying, I want to be happy that the Eagles lost, but I just don't feel joy, man. That's a good football team.
We'll go with content. Then for now.
Well done.
Content.
You're always such a good wordsmith, Kathy.
I try, Rich. I learned from you.
Thank you.
I learned it from watching you. So I have two quick things. First, a little pushback on what Mike Pereira said earlier in the show about, well, it's a penalty, so you got to call it regardless of when it is. And I understand that. However, if you call the plays like that happened all throughout the game. If you call that penalty in the first quarter, that sets the tone and lets the player on the field know, okay, I'm not going to get away with this. When you let it go all game and then call it in the last 2 minutes, that's when everybody's like, okay, hold on. That's the source of the quote-unquote controversy. So that's with that. Having no skin in the game, not caring really who won either way, that's why so many people are up in arms. But since we are talking about officiating, Rich, I come to you, the newly appointed acting VP of officials, yes. as I understand from Mike Pereira, and I understand that you're poised to make RES Consulting the rule analyst consigliere for the competition committee.
Yes, it's a subsidiary of the consulting firm, yes.
Asterisk, got it. The thing that I would like to focus on is the penalty that's the easiest to fix, that is the most bewildering, as why it doesn't get called more often, and I was actually shocked it got called yesterday, delay of game. And I know you've had officials come onto the show before and say, well, what happens is the clock goes down to zero, and then they look to see if the ball is snapped, and then they look again to see if the clock is, and it takes 2 or 3 seconds to determine whether or not it was delay of game. When everybody watching sees the big clock down to zero and the ball hasn't been snapped, that's a quality of life thing where the game extends far longer than it should because you're adding 4 or 5 seconds each time.
Right.
And it's something that the average fan who, you know, doesn't understand that the official is looking at his clock and then looking at this and then looking at that and then calling his mom to ask if it's okay to throw the flag.
I know. The issue with that, Kathy, is that, you know, if we do, like, say, have a buzzer like the NBA has go off and the backboard lights up so you know when the shot clock is up, and you could do the same thing with the play clock, is that we still can't see, is the ball out of the center's hands and in the quarterback's hands? Is the quarterback, like, do you suddenly make it like the quarterback must have full possession of the ball to make it not a delay of game? And if a buzzer goes off or something lights up, everybody else might stop playing, whereas in the NBA, they don't stop playing, they just keep playing. And thanks for the call, Kathy. I don't know what the fix on that is, and I don't think they're ever going to care to fix it. They don't care. They're not going to fix that. That's not what's going to be fixed. As you know, what needs to be fixed in the NFL is to use Sky Judge judiciously to get rid of, thank goodness there weren't any roughing the passer penalties last night. There weren't any roughing penalties last night where, you know, somebody actually does perform a terrific tackle and they think it's helmet to helmet and they throw a flag. None of that happened last night, so let's be thankful for that. Dave in Nashville, Tennessee, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
You know who you were watching last night in the Super Bowl? You were watching who Lamar Jackson was supposed to be. I mean,
what a take.
Dalen's setting the Eagles up for a nice future. I like the kid.
What
he's
a take.
Hard not to like.
What a take. Interesting. That, I mean... Lamar was that for a season. He just hasn't finished. He hasn't finished.
Nope.
But yes, Jalen Hurts, what you're saying, and thanks for the call. What an interesting take that is right there.
I like it.
Do you agree with it?
I kind of do.
I can see where he's coming from.
I think what he's coming from is also,
Rich, the Ravens don't have Devontae Smith or A.J. Brown.
Bingo. Yeah. Bingo.
They have Dallas Goedert. Mark Andrews is, you know, one of the top tight ends in the league.
Correct.
They don't have that outside deep threat that we saw that Hurts took advantage
anybody,
of this year.
Steve Smith will tell you, anybody will tell you, well, they're not going to get, like A.J. Brown didn't want to get traded to Baltimore, and Devontae Smith wouldn't want to get drafted to Baltimore because receivers in this offense aren't thrown to in that regard, but Lamar.
But that had to do with Greg Roman and the system that they decided to run there.
But Lamar had an MVP season in that system. He had it happened
and didn't win a playoff game that year, though.
Well,
right?
That's
so.
Is that on Lamar? Is it? I just don't remember the year where he was the MVP.
I don't know. Mahomes. The Chiefs were supposed to be West End this year. Mahomes was MVP, and they just won the Super Bowl. So yeah, I mean, it kind of is on Lamar.
And what he's saying is, like, for a running, throwing quarterback, for a quarterback who's got a deep ball and has, you know, who's got a terrific arm, but also a lethal run game that not only must be respected, but does lead to a passing game to be more open, because you have to worry about this guy running on you, and it also opens up the run game. To see Hurts perform that way in a Super Bowl at every level, where he's joining a list for rushing touchdowns with Terrell Davis,
yeah,
and then passing total yards and passer rating with Young and Montana in the same game, that's what the Ravens hope Lamar can be. But Lamar hasn't finished 2 years in a row. In a row. And Hurts got hurt in his shoulder, not his legs. And even with that hurt shoulder,
he's throwing bombs.
Oh my
night.
God! And not just deep balls, but accurate.
Yeah, dropping dimes,
deep balls. So, what do you, if you're the Ravens, trying to look for a new offensive coordinator? Do you just take someone from the Philadelphia mindset and say, "Go to work"?
Get them right? A deep threat, man.
Wouldn't you want to do that? Because what's Philly's doing right now? Don't you think the Ravens can do
it
that?
Seems like
they just need
the
weapons outside.
Right. They kind of need to change their philosophy from what they've done the last few years. Run, 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 run. So run heavy.
But so are the Eagles.
Yeah, but the Eagles throw deep. They throw deep. Throw, I mean, A.J. Brown broke the Eagles' record for receiving yards this year. Like, they throw the deep ball. Devontae Smith, did he have 100 catches? Felt like it.
Devontae Smith last night had a hell of a night.
Also, Richie,
I got this number here. Hold on a second. He's the first player to ever have 100 or more receiving yards in both the college football national championship game and a Super Bowl.
Whoa.
Became the third player in the Eagles franchise history to have 100 or more yards in a Super Bowl. T.O. and Corey Clement. How about that? A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, just the ninth pair of teammates in Super Bowl history to have 90 or more receiving yards in the Super Bowl.
Devontae Smith had 95 catches this year, 1,200 yards.
Dude. Well, Ravens got to get those guys for Lamar.
Got to get those guys. But they just need to change the scheme a little bit. Just a little more throwing the deep ball. It's a little more less run heavy.
Take a break. More phone calls as we wrap up this show. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial right here on this very busy Monday. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O-O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories, and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Let's take some more phone calls. Love that we got all these calls here. Let's go to Sideline Mike in Atlanta. What's up, Sideline Mike? How you doing, Sideline Mike? Uh-oh.
He's up.
You there, Sideline Mike?
Uh-oh.
Now put him back on hold.
He's on hold.
Adam in Martha's Vineyard.
Hey.
Oh, Chris. Hey. Out there in the Atlantic Ocean.
Hey,
what's up, Adam?
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, bud? Listen, you took a lot of my thunder about Jay Hurts.
Go on.
This dude threw some dimes. He didn't even play. I mean, they pulled him from the national championship. even after winning one because he wasn't accurate enough, I was in the end zone. He threw ball after ball. I mean, he got some, he threw it up there a few times, and he's got great receivers, but he threw some balls, man.
He was crazy.
He's a player.
He was great. He is a player. He's a player. And he is taking.
Yeah. Listen, my other question is, what do you think is they're going to do about the scrum? You know, where you have everybody around you, and you dive for a yard, and they push you from the back.
I don't know how many pushing from the back they got going on right now, but they're the greatest quarterback sneak team ever. Hurts is up there with Brady on that front, too.
They've adopted a rugby philosophy when it comes to that.
Right. The scrum.
Yeah, they get in this formation. They got two guys behind him, and he's a –
It's impossible to stop.
It is impossible to stop.
And apparently,
you get 2 yards on it every time.
The league changed the rules a few years ago, so you can't technically pull a guy, but you can push
him. Adam, as part of RES Consulting, as we are trying to get ourselves a seat inside the competition committee of the National Football League, we will take this under advisement and place it up the flagpole.
He was stopped, but he gets pushed from the back.
Yeah, the old Bush push, huh? The old red Bush push.
Okay. Listen, you did a great job on the pregame.
Attaboy. Thank you.
Can't talk about it, but I miss Irv. I love Irv.
Yeah, me
and
too.
I hope to see him again. I don't know
you
any
and
back,
me both, Adam.
But I missed you, buddy.
You and me both. Thanks, Adam. Greatly appreciate it. I want to see Michael Irvin back on the end of my set pronto. I honestly don't know what's going on.
Absolutely. Rich, you know, earlier you spoke about Lamar Jackson and him losing that playoff game. I went back and just took a look real quick. You know, they lost to Tennessee 28-12.
Yes.
Lamar was 31 of 59 for 365 yards, one touchdown, two picks, and he also rushed for 143 yards. I mean, he got busy that game.
Let's take Lonnie's call, our friend in Los Angeles. What's up, Lonnie?
Great job. You know what I mean, Rich, you're the top of the top, baby. Just want to let you know.
Thank you.
I think Patrick Mahomes may be the first quarterback that doesn't call his own plays, that hasn't played against Lawrence Taylor or Dick Butkus to make my top 10.
Look at you. I think you don't think he calls. I know he gets the call, but I think he's got a lot of leeway. I mean, in the Super Bowl that they beat the 49ers, he's the one in timeout saying, let's run WASP. You think we got time to run WASP, meaning – Did the coaching staff feel that his protection would hold up for a route that would take a while to run? I think he's got a considerable stake in what he's calling. But I totally understand that you as an old school guy appreciate him. You know.
So I like that boy. He got potential.
Good. Thanks for the call. He's not wrong, by the way. I think Mahomes is going places. Is Sideline Mike, you want to try one more time?
Let's try.
Sideline Mike, you there?
Mike, you on the air?
I apologize, gentlemen. You got to understand, I'm in the restaurant business. Everybody was blown out from the Super Bowl. We're trying to get the paper goods and to-go items back in stock.
Oh.
So, gentlemen, I will say this.
Yes, sir.
And, Rich, I'm glad you saw Jalen Hurts pull the coach's hand down when he was flipping the bird.
Yep.
I'm like, Nick, what are you doing, man? Relax.
Yeah.
But Jalen Hurts has improved more than any other quarterback from when he got yanked, when Tua came in and threw that ball. Let me tell you something, man. I have nightmares about that little number six for Philadelphia. You know what he did to us, Rich?
I do.
You know what he did?
I know.
You know what he did?
Mm-hmm.
So, at the end of the day, man, all I can tell you is this. All them quarterbacks you name is going to take him down. Justin Herbert. TJ, we know who his offensive coordinator is. We ain't got to worry about him. Okay. All right. Mr. Allen, another one who ain't done it yet with no running game. You ain't beating him. Mr. Massage Therapy, not worry about him. So at the end of the day, I told Adam, mark the tape. When Richard said he might not win 10, all them other guys you talking about, hey, brother, they got issues. Okay? And I'm not worried about them. The only guy I'm worried about, that brother from Athens, Ohio, named Joe Burrow.
I'm with you.
I'm concerned about him.
Rest of them?
Nope. But I'm telling you, Burrow and Mahomes going to give us some quality football for the next 5 or 6 years, gentlemen.
More than that. Thanks for the call. It's going to be the Manning Brady of our generation, you know? And then every now and then, as you remember, you know, Flacco would peek in there, and Big Ben obviously had a big say. I mean, Mahomes is on the list. Let me get this if I can pull it up right away here. There it is. Youngest quarterbacks to win multiple Super Bowls. You know the youngest all time is? Don't have to guess too hard.
Tom Brady.
Correct. By about 100 and some odd days before Ben Roethlisberger. He's two on the list.
Mm. I would not have guessed that.
Number three on the list, Aikman.
Oh.
My guy.
Number four on the list, Bradshaw. Ooh. 10 days younger than Mahomes was last night.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I mean, Josh Allen will raise his hands maybe as the Roethlisberger of this. Or maybe he'll be the Manning of it. And we'll have three in, four in, five in. It's going to be amazing.
I can't see Josh Allen not winning a Super Bowl.
Neither can I. He's that good. Well, get him a run game, though.
Absolutely.
I think it's time for our annual tradition the day after the Super Bowl.
This is great.
Which is taking a look at the home schedule of the Lombardi Hoister from the night before.
I got it.
To try and pick who the NFL, first blush, would like to have in Kansas City for the trophy presentation in front of the fans, I guess. And, of course, the banner raise. So, what do you got over there? Okay, I know Philadelphia is one of them, isn't it?
Okay, so they have obviously their division opponents, Chargers, Broncos. And I think you have to include the Raiders as a possible if they get Aaron Rodgers.
To be there? To open?
Yeah, if they get Aaron Rodgers.
I could see where it is already.
They play the AFC East this year. So they have the Bills and Dolphins at home. They also have the Bears at home and the Lions at home. And they also have the Bengals and Eagles.
I think they're not going to have a Super Bowl rematch right off the bat.
I agree with you.
I don't think so. But to me, it's obvious. And I don't think they're going to have a division game either. It's obvious. It's going to be Cincinnati or Buffalo. And it just depends on what their flavor is.
Yep. Buffalo opened the year last year out here in L.A.
Yeah,
so I don't think they're going to do that 2 years in a row.
So it'll be Cincinnati.
Could do Miami. That's certainly a really fun game. Two is healthy. That offense is dynamic. I'm just saying, if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Raiders, keep an eye on the Raiders.
Cincinnati at Kansas City. I'd want to see that again. And they do championship game rematches quite a bit.
Yes.
Right off the bat.
Yes.
It's done before.
Been done before.
Put that up one more time. Do you mind, Hoskins? I mean, what a home schedule.
That's a lot.
I mean, because Justin Fields is walking in, is this the toughest home schedule?
That's a tough home schedule.
Their nine home games are their division opponents: Cincinnati, Buffalo, Miami, Chicago, Detroit, and Philadelphia.
All due respect to the Bears, you can make a case eight out of the nine could be playoff teams next year.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone's expecting the Bears to make the playoffs.
Well, Bears have a ton of cap space. They got the Bears are set up to be one of the most improved teams of 2023.
You're a very positive person.
I am.
I just don't think the Bears are going to make the playoffs, but eight out of nine on that list could definitely make
the playoffs. Well, now that looks tough. It is tough, but hey, good on them. They don't have to go to Cincinnati or Buffalo. They got to have them there. That's pretty good.
Bring Sean Payton in with Russ. I think they should.
Does that mean they have to go to Green Bay?
They have a real hard schedule.
They got to go to Green Bay. They got to go to Minnesota.
They go to at Green Bay, at Minnesota, at the Jets, at the Pats, at the Jags next year.
That's a tough schedule.
So basically, wait a minute. They
have a really hard schedule.
They've got the Packers, Raiders, and Jets on their schedule. They're playing Aaron Rodgers next year.
Yeah.
Unless they're playing in the complete dark. Then they're definitely playing Aaron Rodgers next year. Starting tomorrow. At some point.
Starting tomorrow.
I assume. Is he going to turn off the lights as he's on the air with Pat?
I think you have to go.
Zoom in from the room.
It's not in his own house.
No, I know, but he could zoom in from the room. Although there's probably no internet connection.
Probably not.
I mean, you guys are.
Wait a minute. My cell reception.
It's kaput.
I'm not playing. I'm not doing it. You're not going. I'm not going here.